Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.
Hello from Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Thank you for coming. So today, in this radio show, we're navigating 8 vocabulary mistakes Spanish speakers make when they speak in English. Like, if you ask a Spanish speaker what they find difficult about English language learning, they might mention false friends or different uses of verbs. So you need to understand grammar and pronunciation, but you also need to remember a lot of new words. So this is not a walk in the park. And sometimes we make mistakes. We are human. It's totally normal. And this can actually help you to learn and remember for the future. So to help at this Hello English Radio Universidad Salamanca, we've put together a list of 8 common vocabulary mistakes Spanish speakers make. Are you ready? Take note. So, mistake number 1, advice versus warning. Advice versus warning. When do we use the nouns advice and warning? This is tricky for Spanish speakers, as advice is a false friend, an English word that looks the same as in Spanish. But it isn't. No. In Spanish, un aviso usually translates to a notice or a warning. So let's clear up the confusion. In English, we used to like we use advice to offer guidance or recommendations for actions that may affect present or future. For example, his advice was that I should visit a doctor if my symptoms continue. On the other hand, we use warning to show caution or signal that something, usually negative, is about to happen. For example, the news presenter gave a warning that a storm was about to strike. So, in Spanish, un aviso is a warning in English, and un consejo is some advice. Advice is uncountable, while warning is countable. Yay! Advice versus warning. Are you excited to learn about number 2? Assist versus attend. To assist versus to attend. Watch out! Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. When saying, I have assisted 3 meetings this week, if you really mean to say, I have taken part in 3 meetings. So we say, I have attended 3 meetings. In English, we use the word to attend to signify being present at an event, a meeting, while we use the verb to assist to help someone. For instance, the teacher assisted him with his homework, right? So if you're extremely busy at work, you may say the difference between to support versus to cope. And this is number 3. If you're extremely busy at work, you may think that you're carrying the weight of a lot of tasks. So you might say, I have so much work this week, it's hard for me to support it all. No! You really mean that you cannot withstand or deal with the situation. Here, you should use the phrasal verb to cope with. So I have so much work that is hard for me to cope with it all, right? In English, the verb to support has several meanings. To carry the weight of something. For example, my family is supporting me financially, right? Or I support the new candidate who is running for mayor. Cope focuses on dealing with and attempting to overcome problems or difficulties, cope with a new timetable or social life is a lot to cope with, right? Well done! Number four, common mistakes Spanish speakers in English, to approve versus to pass. To approve versus to pass. In Spanish, aprobar means to pass an exam in English, not to approve an exam. No! Another sneaky false friend. So, what does approve mean in English? It is to accept something as satisfactory or to express a favorable opinion, like she approved the date of the meeting. Approve, favorable. She agreed that it's acceptable, right? While the verb to pass has several different uses, but you will most likely encounter it when talking about successfully completing a test. Like, the girl passed the entry exam and will go to university, right? Super! Let's go to our error number five, mistake for Spanish speakers in English. Funny versus fun. What's the difference? Funny is an adjective. And fun can be used both as an adjective and a noun. As adjectives, fun is something pleasant and enjoyable, whereas funny is amusing. Makes you laugh. Fun as a noun, to have fun, means you have a good time. So, funny is hilarious. A funny comedian. A joke is funny. Fun is good. We had a lot of fun at the party. She's a really a fun person, right? Well done! The bottom line, fun things are enjoyable. Well, funny things make you laugh. Do you want to go through number six in our Hello English for Radio Universidad Salamanca list? Number six, to practice versus to play versus to do sports, right? Let's clear it up once and for all. So don't think twice. Like, if you say, I practice sport, in English, it implies that you're in the middle of a training for a competition at the moment, right? Then you do sport or you play sport, right? But when you practice, it's like you're practicing for something, like a competition or a tournament, right? And it can also be a game practice, like a football practice or a tennis practice, right? Whereas go, you go with verbs in the ing. Go swimming, go running, go bowling. While when it's something less proactive, like yoga or Pilates, you say do. You do yoga, you do Pilates. And finally, everything involving a ball, it's play. So play tennis, play rugby, play football. Easy peasy. Let's go for the two last ones. Number 7, to borrow versus to lend. So borrow and lend. It is easy to get your head around. It just depends whether you're giving or receiving. So borrow, you are receiving, right? Lend, you're giving. Like, can I borrow your pen? Versus, I lent him my pen, right? Just remember, the person who's using the item is borrowing. The person who's allowing the item is lending. Easy peasy. What about number 8, that is the final one on this Hello English Radio Universidad Salamanca super list? Story versus history. In Spanish, historia can create a mix-up, right? Let's take a closer look. History is the study of the past. Then you can study this subject at school, like the history of ancient Rome or the Egyptians, for example. On the other hand, a story is an account of people and events told, usually for entertainment, right? Like movies or books tell stories, either fictional or real. So most of all, tell stories every day, right? While you study the history of the Victorians or the medieval period. Now, ta-da! You know some of the most common English language mistakes for Spanish speakers. You should be feeling much more confident about speaking. It's just okay to make mistakes. Just need to refresh and try again. It's all part of the process. Thank you for coming.
Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.